Title: Gliding Bass Into Phrase Starts Beginner. Alright, let's make your drum and bass bassline feel like it actually arrives at the start of the phrase, instead of just showing up, because in DNB, that first moment of a new 8-bar or 16-bar section is everything. It resets the energy, it rehooks the listener, and it tells the drums, cool, we're locked in again. One of the cleanest tricks for that is a short pitch glide into the very first bass note of the phrase. And we're doing it beginner-friendly in Ableton Live with stock devices. No fancy plugins, just good MIDI and a synth set up the right way. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is fine, but 174 is a very safe feels like DNB default. Now make three tracks, one for drums, one for your sub, and an optional one for a mid-bass layer if you want extra bite later. And mentally, I want you thinking in 8-bar phrases. DNB is phrase music. Even if the bass line is only 1 bar long, the way it restarts every 8 bars is what makes it feel arranged. Now let's build the sub. On your sub track, load operator. We're going for a clean sine wave so you can really hear what the glide is doing, and you're not fighting extra harmonics while you learn. Set operator so it's basically just oscillator a straight to the output. Sine wave, full level. Turn the filter off. Pure and simple. Then your amp envelope. Keep the attack very fast, like 0 to 5 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so notes end cleanly, but not so long that it smears into the next hit. If you're writing shorter notes, you can keep sustain lower. If you're writing longer notes, keep sustain up. Don't stress it too much yet. What matters is it feels tight and doesn't click. Now the glide setup. This is the part most beginners accidentally do wrong, because glide only behaves like you expect when the synth is monophonic. In operator, go to the global section. Set voices to 1. That makes it mono. Then turn portamento on, and set the time to about 30 milliseconds as a starting point. This is a good DNB range. If you want a tight roller style, think 15 to 40 milliseconds. If you want it more obvious and modern, you might push 50 up to 120. But for today, start at 30 so you can hear it, without it sounding like a cartoon slide. Now we need a bass pattern. Keep it simple, but legit. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on the sub track. Choose a root note. I'll use F as an example, like F1 for a typical sub range. Write a rolling rhythm using mostly 8th notes, but with some gaps. The gaps matter. DNB breathes. If you fill every possible space, you'll fight the kick and the snare and the whole groove gets clogged. So do something like a couple short hits early, a rest on beat 2, another hit on the end, a couple more, and leave at least one spot empty. The exact rhythm can vary. What you want is forward motion without constant sound. Cool. Now duplicate that 1-bar clip across 8 bars in arrangement view, so you've got an 8-bar phrase looping. Now for the main move, the glide into the phrase start. I want you to think of this as a pickup note, not a look at my slide effect. The goal is that the downbeat feels more confident and more intentional, not like the bass is drunk. We're going to do the easiest, cleanest method first. The MIDI overlap method. Go to the very start of the phrase, bar 1, right before the first bass note hits, add a tiny lead note. Place it a 16th note before, or even a 32nd note before bar 1. Start with 32nd if you can. Pitch that tiny note a few semitones away from the main note. Keep it in the range of 2 to 7 semitones. 3 semitones down is a classic. So if your main note is F1, try D-sharp 1 right before it. And here's the key detail. That tiny lead note must overlap the first main note slightly. That overlap is what triggers portamento. If there is no overlap, you don't get the glide, you just get two separate notes. So overlap by about 10 to 30 milliseconds. In practice, that means you slightly extend the end of the lead note under the start of the main note. Now loop just the phrase start and listen. You should hear the bass kind of pull into that first note, like it's grabbing the downbeat. If you're not sure you're hearing it, exaggerate for a second. Increase the portamento time a bit, or make the semitone distance slightly bigger. Hear it clearly, then bring it back to taste. Now let's tighten it so it hits hard. Loop a tiny section, the last beat before bar 1, and the first beat of bar 1. This is a great producer trick, because it forces you to judge whether the downbeat is still landing where it should. While it loops, adjust operator's portamento time. If the downbeat feels late, or kind of mushy, lower the time. Try 10 to 25 milliseconds. If it's too subtle and you barely notice any movement, raise it a bit, maybe 40 to 70. If it sounds out of tune or wobbly, usually that means either the leading note is too long or the pitch jump is too big. Shorten the leading note first. If it still feels weird, reduce the interval. Also, beginners often place the leading too close to the downbeat. Then it reads like a tuning hiccup instead of momentum. So try placing it a tiny bit earlier than you think, like one extra 30-second earlier, and then shorten it until it's just a flick into the note. Now one more detail that really sells it. Velocity. Even with a sine sub, a slightly higher velocity on the first main bass note of the phrase can make the glide feel intentional. Don't do huge accents, just a subtle push so your ear hears phrase start as a moment. Next, let's keep the sub clean in the mix, because glides are awesome until your low end starts turning into a blurry mess. On the sub track, at EQ8, don't high pass your sub. Leave the fundamental alone. If you're getting boxiness, you can gently dip somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. But only if you actually hear a problem. Add a saturator, very subtle, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. Then match the output so it's not just louder equals better. This helps the sub translate on smaller speakers without wrecking the low end. Optionally, add a compressor for control. Keep it gentle, ratio around 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, and just aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when it hits. Then add utility. Set width to 0% on the sub. That's a safe beginner move and it prevents low-end phase issues. The sub should basically live in the center. Now, if you want extra character, let's do an optional mid-bass layer. Create a mid track and load wave-eatable. Pick something like a saw wave or PWM-ish tone. Keep unison moderate, like 2 to 4 voices, not a huge super saw. Low pass it with a 24 dB filter and add a little drive. Copy the same MIDI from the sub to the mid. Now you have two choices. You can let only the sub glide and keep the mid strict. That often stays cleaner and keeps the low end stable while still giving movement. Or you can also set wave-eatable to mono and enable glide there too, if you want the glide to be very audible in the harmonics. Process the MID so it doesn't fight the sub. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz using EQ8. Then add more saturation, like 3 to 8 dB, because mids can take it. And if you want motion, use auto filter with a slow LFO for a gentle shifting tone. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the technique becomes musical instead of gimmicky. Don't glide every bar. If you do it constantly, it stops feeling like a phrase marker and starts feeling like a bad habit. A great default is gliding at bar 1, and then again at bar 9 if you've got a 16-bar section, or just bar 1 of each 8-bar chunk, and vary it slightly. For example, at bar 1, glide up into the root from minus 3 semitones. At bar 9, glide from minus 5 semitones for a bit more tension. Then maybe near the end, you intentionally do no glide and leave a little space. The absence becomes a feature. It feels like a reset. Also, glide direction is an emotional cue. Upward into the root tends to feel like arriving, like the groove is lifting into place. Downward into the root can feel heavier and meaner, like it's slamming into the pocket. Try both and listen to what your drums are saying. If your drums are aggressive, downward glides often feel amazing. Quick common mistakes to avoid. If your glide is too long, the downbeat will feel late. Fix that by reducing portamento time and shortening the overlap. If you're using the overlap method and it's not gliding at all, you probably have no overlap. Make sure the leading note slightly overlaps the first main note. If you're jumping like an octave, it'll sound goofy in the sub. Keep it 2 to 7 semitones. If your sub isn't mono, your low end can phase out depending on the system. Keep width at 0 on the sub. And again, glides everywhere kill impact. Save them for phrase starts and maybe one answer point. Now, a few fun upgrades if you want to go slightly beyond basic, still beginner friendly. One is the two-step glide. Instead of one leading note, use two tiny ones, like D sharp to E to F, each extremely short, each overlapping slightly. It gives a more articulated, almost spoken pickup. Another is the ghost glide. Make the leading note very low velocity, so you still get the pitch travel, but you don't hear a distinct extra note. That's perfect when your mix is busy and you want movement without adding another obvious low-end event. And here's a strong arrangement combo. Micro silence before the phrase start. At the end of bar 8, cut the bass for the last 16th note. Just a tiny dropout. Then at bar 1, do the glide into the first note. Silence into glide is way more impactful than glide alone. Finally, let's do a quick 10-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Make an 8-bar loop with drums and your sub. Add a glide into bar 1 using a 1/32nd lead note, 3 semitones down, about 20 milliseconds of overlap, and portamento at 30 milliseconds. Now duplicate that idea to bar 5, but change the interval to 5 semitones down. /B them, which one supports the snare better. Adjust portamento plus or minus 10 milliseconds. Then do a quick bounce and listen on headphones and whatever small speaker you have access to, even a phone. Glides can feel different depending on playback, and you want it to still read as phrase start energy everywhere. Recap, you made a clean sub with operator. You set it to mono and enabled portamento. You created the glide using a tiny pickup note that overlaps the first phrase note. You kept the glide short and confident so the downbeat still hits hard. And you placed the glide strategically at phrase starts, so it stays impactful. If you tell me what key you're writing in, and whether your bass hits right on beat 1 or you're placing it after the kick, I can suggest a couple pickup note placements that fit your groove perfectly.